España. Otario, su radio Forer.
So I can be out of me, out of beat, and I feel like a mover. So I can be out of me, out of this pretty skills like a boomer. And sick to be heard to see out of me, and I feel like a stalker. And sick to be bad disease that with me, that's the sleep in Solaris.
Ciao rock maniaci, come state? Tutto bene in questa calda estate romana italiana? Hi rock maniacs, how you doing? Here is Dario, you're listening to Rock Mania on radiosonar.net. And today it's going to be a very special summer edition of Rock Mania, because I have someone here with me that, you know, it's going to be sort of a match between us, talking about indie Italian music versus indie Illinois rock.
Ciao a tutti.
Bettinka or Elizabeth, how do you prefer?
Let's go with Bettinka. DJ Bettinka.
Why that?
Yeah, I'm American, live in Rome now, but I spent a lot of time in the Czech Republic in the 90s. And Bettinka is a short version. It's like Betty in Czech.
Very cool. Bettinka, Elizabeth, lei vive a Roma da diversi anni, però lei è originariamente americana. Tra i vari posti in cui ha vissuto c'è anche la Repubblica Ceca, dove gli hanno dato questo nomignolo di Bettinka, che sarebbe Betty, che quindi è già il diminutivo di Elizabeth, ma è Betty in ceco. It's going to be funny tonight. Credo che sarà divertente stasera, perché con Betty abbiamo deciso di parlare di questa, appunto, scena indie rock. Ma lei, che è americana, proporrà degli artisti italiani, mentre io proporrò degli artisti americani. You want to say that in English?
Yeah, so we've decided to do something fun tonight, and maybe we should say there was a big match that some of you may have heard about it last night. Italy versus the UK. Italy were the victors, so I think I have the advantage. So we decided that for our show together, we would do a match between Italian indie and Illinois indie. So I was a broadcast DJ for several years in Chicago. So the challenge is on. I've chosen some of my favorite Italian indie songs, tracks. And Dario is going to surprise me with his Illinois selections.
Let's see what's happened. Anyway, let's start with the first one. The first song I picked up today. And it's actually a band that started as a synth pop band. But right now, they're doing industrial metal. I prefer when they were a synth pop band. They're called The Ministry Revenge.
Watch the mic.
The Ministry. This one was called Revenge, si chiamava Revenge, che suono degli anni 90, che dici Betty? Te li ricordavi?
No, non ho ricordato per niente, infatti mi ha veramente colpito. You really surprised me with that one. I'm going to say you scored a point, because I don't even know that era of Ministry.
Thank you, so 1-0 for me.
Game on.
Okay, so now the ball is on you.
All right. So tocca a me, my turn. I'm going to go with a band that I think is probably maybe less well known among Italians, so I'll be kind of curious. I think an interesting thing about listening to music from a different country is not necessarily having its context. Soviet is my selection, and a little band from a little place called Pescara in Abruzzo. And we played them on Chirp Radio in Chicago, and wow, they're going to be playing Villada Fest, one of my favorite Roman summer music festivals.
Well, 1-1, because I think someone told me about Soviet, but I never listened to them carefully. So let's do it now. This is called Gone Fast. Gone Fast, una band di Pescara, una band che non conoscevo, quindi grazie Betty.
Che dici?
Sì, questo goth rock, new wave. Infatti, penso che quando hai detto che sono a Villada.
Yeah, they're playing at Dario's asked when they're playing. They're going to be playing at Villada, which is it's a big park in Rome.
Yeah,
and they have they'll be playing on the 30th, mi sa.
Of July.
30th of July. Yeah.
30 luglio.
30 luglio. Roma Psych Night. Roma cool. Psych Fest.
Okay. Well, why not? Maybe it will be interesting. I will listen more of them too. I will get deeper. Okay, it's my turn, right?
Yeah.
Adesso è il mio turno. So, first of all, I forgot to say before, but for me, when I'm talking about Chicago and Illinois, but mostly Chicago, for me is Chess Records. I'm a bit admirer of the Chess Brothers. They started, and you're listening on the background, stuff like Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, Bo Diddley.
Yeah, Chicago is the home of the blues. And it has a good stranglehold on soul as well, but definitely blues.
But it's fantastic, like these two Polish brothers, Jewish, they moved to Chicago. I think their family moved to Chicago, and what they did, they started a label recording only black artists. and you know, like young Mick Jagger was ordering by post.
Really?
Records from Chess Records and waiting like ages to get them.
Right? Think it, and think about the effort it took, all of those
not
guys.
Only.
Right? Not like now I'm just picking up my phone and I've got my easy reference. That was dedication.
Quindi per voi giovani ascoltatori che state ascoltando e che volete diventare dei rockers, sappiate che negli anni 50 un giovane Mick Jagger ordinava i dischi della Chess Records from Chicago per posta, aspettando mesi e mesi che arrivassero, e quando finalmente arrivava questo magico pacco, lui lo apriva ed era ovviamente pieno di gioia vedendo e ascoltando questi dischi di Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, Bo Diddley, Willie Dixon, so many classics.
E da allora?
Da allora, but you know what, like the way they met Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, they met because they were at the train station like every morning. But Mick Jagger was carrying a couple of records from Chess. And when Keith Richards saw them, he didn't have a plastic bag in those days. And Keith Richards was like, what is it, Chuck Berry?
It didn't have a hipster tote bag to hide them either.
So that's how he started, you know. They formed the Rolling Stones thanks to these records from Chess. Okay, my turn. I'm going with Wilco.
Ah!
Yeah.
I mean, an obvious but a respected choice.
Wilco, Everyone Hides.
Telling yourself a story where the secrets twist like vines, and you know where the bodies are buried, but you can't remember where you buried the minds. Oh, no one denies everyone hides. Oh, oh, everyone hides. You're selling on a tale where the details drift with time.
Wilco, Everyone, Heights.
Such a strong choice.
Say again.
Ah, you cut me off.
Excuse me.
You have the control of my mic. This is not a fair match.
I know.
Non è giusto, Dario.
Ma avevi detto qualcosa di approvazione o sbaglio?
No, hai fatto bravo. No, strong choice. Wilco is so quintessentially Illinois, quintessentially Chicago, and just incredibly prolific and influential in the Chicago music scene. And there's a lot we could say about this. They emerged from a really distinct alt-country scene that started in St. Louis years and years ago. I have friends that are sort of deep in that scene, to use your word, your use of deep. So a lot to say about them, but interesting what you chose, because they go way back, my friend.
Beh, ti ho appena detto che Wilco sono, sì, residenti a Chicago attualmente, ma in realtà loro hanno cominciato da St. Louis. Ok, io ho fatto la mia scelta, adesso sono curioso di vedere come risponderai tu, cara Betty.
Allora, io ho scelto un gruppo italiano di Calabria. I chose a group from Calabria, which is a region in the south of Rome, closer to the heel of the boot, or the as we call it. Ho fatto questa scelta perché mi adoro questo gruppo. Ho visto vivo tipo 10 volte. Già. I've seen them live maybe 10 times. It was one of my very first Italian indie bands, and I chose them not for this, but there's two Darios in this band. Ci sono doppio Dario, il fondatore e mi sa il bassista.
Guarda, lo sai meglio tu di me. No, sul serio.
Allora.
Yeah. Quindi, cari ascoltatori rocchettari che so che state ascoltando, adesso stupitevi di che cosa una donna americana che vive in Italia apprezza della nostra musica. Non l'avrei mai suonato io. Bruno Risas, come stai?
È la frase d'esordio nel mondo. Canto, no, tutto bene. Ho una casa e sto lavorando ogni giorno. Cosa vuoi che dica? Di cosa vuoi che parli? È il mutuo, il pensiero peggiore del mondo, che ho intorno, tasso fisso, con l'Euribor c'è chi sta impazzendo da un anno. Che cosa vuoi che scriva? Di cosa vuoi che canti? Na, 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 na. Di com'è facile andare quando non sai guidare. Na, 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 na. Di com'è triste il Natale senza mio padre.
Rallentatore, no, 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 no.
cosa dentro me cambiano le cose. Forse dentro me cambiano le cose. Dentro il mio giardino nascono le rose.
Nori Sass, come stai? Beh, io sono...
Io sto bene.
Tu stai bene. Quello è l'importante. Sono sorpreso dei messaggi di approvazione che sono arrivati. Io mi aspettavo una rivolta da parte degli ascoltatori rock maniaci incalliti, invece apprezzano.
So I think I've surprised some of your listeners, and Dario was afraid that I had alienated some of you, I think, but perhaps the opposite is true, anzi.
Well, anyway, good point. So I think we are two.
Yeah, I think this has been a pretty well-placed match.
Cool.
Okay. I'm really excited for this next selection that you've previewed.
Yeah, I just picked up a band that actually, I didn't know that well, but I just realized that I knew them because of a song included in the Pulp Fiction soundtrack in 1994. Sono andato a vedere questa band di Chicago, Illinois, pensavo di non conoscerli bene, non li conoscevo infatti bene, ma ho scoperto che in realtà loro hanno registrato una cover song originariamente scritta da Neil Diamond per la colonna sonora di Pulp Fiction, che è questa canzone qui che sentite in sottofondo. You know that, right? La conoscete questa? Si intitolava Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon. But the song I wanna play for you, it's actually an original one. Do you want to say something about this band?
Yeah, I got
without
it.
Saying the name of the band.
Without
please.
Saying the band, do you remember what year this song you're going to play came out?
Maybe. Not really.
Okay, well, I'm going to age myself, which is something that maybe an Italian woman would not do. Which is, I the song you're going to play, I remember dancing to this song in my living room or my dorm room. Probably in my living room when I was about 15, or my dorm room when I was 20, and I once again wasn't really sure of the Illinois connection, so bravo.
Betty ballava questa canzone quando era quindicenne. Ce la sentiamo, si chiama Sister Havana, Urge Overkill.
Such a fierce track.
Every day just like
Sister Elena Hurch, Overkill. Io devo ringraziare intanto gli ascoltatori che ci stanno ascoltando un po' da tutto il mondo, ed è fantastico perché abbiamo ascoltatori in Scozia, in Ukraine, in North of Italy,
Ukraine
and, and others. And maybe we will have also the listener of the future, you know, because then the podcast will be there. So we don't know.
Fantastic.
Okay, so that was Huge Overkill from Chicago, and now it's your turn, Betty.
All right. Well, also, I think that was a track from the 90s. I'm also going back to the 90s with my Italian selection. I hate to say this. I know I was turned on to this band by friends and bands here in Rome. But now, you know, it's been a 20, 30 years, and I know the lead singer from his appearance on Voice Italia on TV. Quite a different personaggio these days. My choice is Gli After Hours. Si dice Gli, or it's not The After Hours? It's
sì, si dice Gli After Hours.
Gli After Hours. For any listener not in the Italian language, often there will be, what I think is kind of interesting, there'll be like an English name of the band, but then you'll use the Italian article.
I'm sorry about that.
You don't have to apologize. It forces me to be grammatically rigorous. This is Non è per sempre.
After Hours.
It's not forever.
Dici che i tuoi fiori si sono rovinati, non hai abilità. Questa nazione brutta ti fa sentire asciutta, senza volontà. E gioca a fare Dio, manipolando il tuo DNA. Così se vuoi cambiare, invece resti uguale per l'eternità. Non c'è niente che sia per sempre, perciò se da un po' che stai così male, il tuo diploma è in fallimento e una laurea per reagire, puoi fingere bene. So che hai fame. Tutto è efficacia, razionalità, niente può stupire. E non è certo il tempo quello che ti invecchia e ti fa morire. Ma tu rifiuti di ascoltare ogni segnale che ti può cambiare, perché ti fa paura quello che succederà se poi ti senti uguale. Ma non c'è niente che sia per sempre, perciò se da un po' che stai così male, il tuo diploma è un fallimento, è una laurea per reagire, sai fingere bene, ma so che hai fame. Thank you.
After Hours non è per sempre una canzone del 1999. E io qui, Betty, mi hai sorpreso, perché questa non me l'aspettavo, e devo dire che finora, so far, is your best choice. Like, your best choice. I really like that. I'm a big fan of After Hours. Like, the first three or four records were great.
Oh yeah, and Dara, you and I talked about this the last time we met, which was when you're listening to music, you have an extremely high level. Well, okay, from a different culture, a different cultural perspective, you have a high level of tolerance for certain things that maybe you wouldn't have. A, I think we're probably getting to know one another's musical tastes. B, there are things that, okay, let's leave music aside. There are just atrocities I will watch on TV in the spirit of learning the language. So I come upon your culture with different motivations, shall we say.
Cool. Okay, so now it's my turn. You know, I have to reply to that, because like, I really appreciate your choice.
Right, so we'll see if I appreciate your choice.
Let's see. Ho apprezzato molto la scelta degli After Hours. Da Betty non me l'aspettavo, e a questo punto mi sento un po' la pressione di rispondere nel giusto modo, e quindi mi gioco il jolly. I will play, I think, like, you know, the most hip band from Chicago.
Oh, those are big words. Adesso posso giudicare io.
Okay, bene, questa è la mia scelta, The Smashing Pumpkins, from their last album, Sear.
Thank you.
The Smashing Pumpkins from the latest album 2020. Sire is also the title of the album. Conoscevi questo disco, Betty?
No, io conosco più niente. Infatti io ho smesso di ascoltare anni fa, quindi no, è interessante riascoltare, ma non mi ha convinto, quindi ti hai fatto una provocazione.
You're listening pretty much to Italian music right now.
But you've provoked me with this selection. I haven't listened to them for a while.
Hold on, just a second.
Okay.
Did you hear some connection with the first?
No, absolutely,
song
absolutely.
Like the Ministry.
Yeah. I mean, this is great arc, right? Because you went back to Ministry.
Yeah.
In a period before they, you know, like that was very much of its time, and they chose to change. And then I think this selection, and maybe also Soviet that I responded to, right? They're going back to that a bit.
No. I mean, in the this song from Smashing Pumpkins, questa canzone Smashing Pumpkins, io ci ho sentito un pochettino le sonorità
del
Ministry, il primo pezzo che abbiamo mandato stasera, questo synth pop.
Sì. Everything comes around, as we say.
Yeah, it's a square of the circle, right? So it's your turn. Surprise me.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm going to also provoke you. If you respect my last choice.
I don't.
You did. The last one, you did respect that one. You're saying you don't respect my next choice. So my next choice is a duo, two artists, Colpesce and Di Martino. Tutti e due sono siciliano. Both of them are from Sicily. Di Martino mi sa di Siracusa e Colpesce pensavo toscana come si comporta, però no, invece lui di Palermo, no, scusa, lui Siracusa, Di Martino di Palermo. So the next band I've selected, they're a duo, or they're two independent artists in their own right. Di Martino.
Don't ask me, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, and you're. Well, I thought you were going to say they're not artists. Di Martino is from Palermo, and Colpesce is from Syracuse, two different cities, and they both had sort of independent music careers. And this, I'd like to put out a point of discussion that you can translate, which is. In American or an Anglo-Saxon context, when you're talking about indie music or indie rock, there's often this point where you're like, oh, are they still indie? You know, like they're playing on mainstream radio. In Italy, there's a very tangible benchmark is that if a band or singer has decided to participate in the annual Sanremo Song Contest, that calls in their independent status into total question. Right?
Ok, I'm going to translate that. Innanzitutto il prossimo brano che Betty ha scelto per voi ascoltatori è un duo italiano, due artisti siciliani che si sono esibiti insieme nell'ultimo Festival di Sanremo. E a proposito di questo, Betty non ha potuto non notare la differenza tra il fatto di uscire fuori dall'essere indie, mentre negli Stati Uniti non è una scelta, nel senso che se vendi milioni di dischi e se sei con una grossa etichetta non sei più indie. Invece qui sembra che tu non sei più indie nel momento in cui decidi di partecipare a Sanremo, come hanno fatto Colapesce e Di Martino.
Non con questa canzone.
Non con questa canzone, ma questo brano si chiama Cicale.
Che fastidio che mi dai, compare. Ogni tanto ti farei del male, ti vorrei. Impegnate poco nel sociale su una palma tropicale. Perché ci piace il sole e la tranquillità. Ci urtano i rumori dell'umanità che a fuoco lento sta bruciando già. Ma intanto cantiamo. Paese che vai, stronzi che trovi,
continuiamo a cantare, anche se stiamo male. Siamo le cicale, le cicale. La foresta scompare, la paura c'è sale. Siamo le cicale, le cicale. E anche se non ci piace, continuiamo a cantare pure nel dolore, sotto questo rumore.
Pesce e Di Martino. Loro mi hanno ricordato molto Max Gazzè, che è un altro cantante italiano che a sua volta mi ricorda un po' Sting, nel senso che quando ho sentito le prime volte Max Gazzè ho detto: questo vuole fare lo Sting italiano. Adesso che mi hai detto che sono siciliani, non ho potuto non notare anche degli accenni, delle sonorità a Franco Battiato.
Franco Battiato non conosco.
Non conosci Franco Battiato?
No, non ancora.
Infatti,
sto imparando bene.
Sì, Franco Battiato praticamente è il padre di Colapesce e Di Martino. Adesso che li ho ascoltati, io non li conoscevo in realtà.
So Dario is telling me something that I find really interesting, because they saying that they remind him of another Italian artist, Max Gazzè. I'm so bad with vowels. Who himself is sort of the Italian Sting, which is just to say that music is so derivative, right? And the more you discover, the more you delve into influences. Let's put it in that positive light.
Yes, let's do that. Okay, now we need some rock.
Yeah. Ci vuole.
Ci vuole.
Okay. Il rock.
So I'm going to reply to you with a song from 1994. The song is called Then Comes Dudley, Jesus Lizard.
We'll be right back.
Jesus Lizard from the album Goat, dall'album Goat del 1994. Questa si chiamava Then Comes Dudley. Io ho commesso un piccolo errore, perché è nata una discussione.
Dario has chosen his home advantage.
I'm very sorry, I just forgot about your last choice, but we can still have time, so you, it's up to you, you can decide.
No, I'm conceding this particular match only because I'm a first-time guest on your show. And you also, there was a bit of strategy. You confused me with your choice, which I got really excited about. So I inadvertently gave up my choice, which was another, like, you know, young Italian indie choice from Lazio. But you said the name Andrew Bird, and I got super excited. And I'm like, that is terrific selection. And also, I think a poetic way, shall we say, to close out the hour.
Allora, io un po' ho commesso un errore, forse è stato, come si dice, un lapsus freudiano, perché Betty avrebbe voluto mettere in playlist come ultima risposta un tale Calcutta. Che
il
io,
giovane di Lazio.
Sì, tutti giovani, sono tutti giovani fino a 50 anni in Italia. E io ho forse dimenticato, forse volutamente, non lo so. Il problema è che ci siamo distratti a parlare di un artista di Chicago che io apprezzo molto, ma non sapevo fosse di Chicago, e quindi abbiamo deciso di chiudere con lui, anche perché il titolo della canzone, guarda caso, ha proprio la parola Roma nel titolo.
Così poetico.
So we decide to close with a song from an artist that I like, but honestly I didn't know it was from Chicago. And it's a perfect ending because in the title there is the word Rome. Before playing this last song, I want to tell you that on my Facebook page, Rock Mania, I just wrote all the titles and of the songs we air tonight, and all the images of the covers from the albums. So if you want to check it out, just go on Rock Mania on Facebook. Sulla mia pagina Rock Mania ho messo tutte le copertine e i titoli delle canzoni che abbiamo suonato questa sera. Chiudiamo con un artista di Chicago con una canzone che si chiama Roma Fade, Andrew Bird.
She's a gentleman in disguise.
We Are Fading, Roma Fade, Andrew Bird. Guys, thanks so much for listening. I hope you like it.
Thanks to you, Dario, for having me.
Thanks,
it's been
Betty.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. And yeah, I really like that match. And I'm very sorry for the last song I forgot to play.
You owe me.
I hope you want song.
I'll find a way.
So let's say there are no winners nor losers, and maybe we will do this match once again in the future. Grazie a tutti per l'ascolto, grazie a Betty per essere stata qui con noi ed avermi stimolato queste sue selezioni di musica indie italiana. Io sono Dario, avete ascoltato Rockmania dai microfoni di radiosonar.net. Probably I'll be back next Monday. I don't know, because you know I'm in summer break, but why not? Yeah, it's fun to do it, right?
And hey, all the DC and Chicago listeners, I really encourage you to check out Dario's shows, which are archived as podcast, otherwise every Monday night, which might be Monday afternoon for you.
Thanks so much. Bye bye.
Ciao ciao.
Out of me, out of beat, then I feel like a move on.
Avete ascoltato Rockmania?
So I can be out of me, out of this, bring your skills like a boom on.
Ogni lunedì.
A lunedì prossimo!